This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. An Air France flight landing in a heavy storm yesterday skidded off the runway at Toronto's Pearson Airport and burst into flame. None of the 309 people on board were seriously injured. The Airbus A340 ended up in a ravine in a wooded area off Highway 401, Canada's busiest freeway. Reporter Richard Reynolds is in Toronto. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Passengers aboard Air France Flight 358 from Paris to Toronto say they thought the worst was over when the plane's wheels touched down. What happened during the approach to the airport?
Well, there are a number of reports from eyewitnesses that all the power went off on the airplane. It remains to be seen whether this is actually an unusual thing or not. But that seems to be tied in with the general theories that the weather and possibly lightning had something to do with what happened to the plane subsequently after it landed.
According to a passenger, Olivier Dubose, the plane seemed doomed when the pilot tried to land it.
And we thought that that would be the end of it at that point because we could see flames. We were holding the seat and thinking that that was the end of everything. Then finally the plane stopped and the crew opened the emergency doors. We jumped as fast as we could. And there were lots of flames, smoke, etc. around. And we wanted to basically escape the plane area as fast as we could because we were really scared that the plane would blow up completely.
Now, in retrospect, it does seem miraculous that everyone aboard the aircraft escaped. How did they manage it?
Well, as one witness, one of the passengers said subsequently, they ran like hell. That seems to have been one very large factor in getting one out alive. But also, the crew of the airplane appears to have done a very, very good job of getting the doors open, getting the emergency chutes deployed, and getting people quickly to the exits and away from the plane. Now, keeping in mind, people were getting off this plane. It was the middle of a horrendous thunderstorm. There was rain pouring down at an incredible rate. There was thunder and lightning, and visibility was almost nothing. Now, it was warm, but still, it was terrible conditions just to have to come out of this plane into this incredible weather, which is now considered to be one of the reasons the plane likely crashed.
Motorists from nearby Highway 401 apparently stopped and began helping passengers even before the emergency crews could get there.
Well, the plane went into a ravine off the end of the runway. Now, this ravine is basically separates the end of the runway from this highway, which is a giant 12-lane freeway, Toronto's biggest and most important highway. So the logical way for a lot of the passengers to get out, if they got out on the one side of the airplane, was to go up the other side of the ravine up to the highway. And people on the road were immediately pulling over to the side of the road to help passengers. Indeed, some of them picked up passengers and drove them to the airport, which is actually quite a circuitous route. It's 5 or 6 miles away from the end of this runway.
What are Canadian authorities saying about this accident?
Well, the actual authorities, as in those that investigate air traffic accidents like this, aren't saying anything, as they never really do. There's obviously a couple of things you're going to be looking at, one of which is the weather. There were reports from eyewitnesses that the plane was struck by lightning during the actual landing while it was on the runway. That certainly could have caused electrical or hydraulic failures, which would make it impossible to stop the plane. Eyewitness reports are always somewhat unreliable in circumstances like this, so ultimately we don't know what happened. Wind shear is another thing that they're certainly going to be looking at because of the extreme weather. Wind shear can be quite severe when it accompanies thunderstorms, and that could be also a factor in perhaps damaging the plane when it hit the ground the first time.
Reporter Richard Reynolds in Toronto, thank you very much.
Not at all.